Chapter 10 Mac and the Monkey. On the way home from the zoo, Henry tried to coax a smile out of Benny. But no matter what he did to cheer him, his little brother remained sad and silent.
"I'm sure Amos will turn up," Violet assured him. "He probably found a way to get out of the monkey house, and he's hiding somewhere near."
Benny gazed at her with big brown eyes.
I hope so,"
he said in a shaky voice. When they arrived home, Grandfather immediately noticed Benny's unhappy face. "What's wrong?" he questioned, leaning over and lifting Benny's chin.
Everything,
Benny stammered, fighting back tears.
"Amos is gone."
Grandfather looked inquiringly at Henry. "Yes," Henry answered. "The monkey's vanished, but," he hastened to add, "I'm certain he'll turn up."
"Me too,"
Jesse said.
"I remember a story Pat told me about a zoo in California. There was this tiger who had lived in his enclosure for several years. Then one day, a dynamite blast startled him, and before the unbelieving keeper's eyes, the tiger leapt over the moat as easily as if it didn't exist."
She glanced at Benny to see if he was listening. "So you see, animals can escape from their homes if they want to." Benny stared at Jesse.
"What happened to the tiger?"
Smiling, Jesse said,
"The zookeepers were able to capture him and put him back in his area. And he's living there to this very day." "The tiger just got out by himself?"
Benny asked, a glint of hope in his eyes.
"That's right,"
Jesse said, placing a comforting hand on Benny's shoulder.
"Maybe,"
he said in a hesitating voice,
"Amos is waiting for Edward to put him back with his friends right now." "That's possible,"
Violet said. Then, turning to Grandfather, she asked,
"Could you please drive us to Bridgeport?"
Grandfather raised his bushy brows. "Yes, but why?"
"Edward's storeroom was broken into, and valuable food and vitamins were stolen,"
Jesse explained.
"Edward needs these things."
She showed Grandfather the list of supplies. "Of course I'll drive you," Grandfather said.
"First, we'll eat a little lunch, then we'll go,"
Violet said, going into the kitchen.
"I'm not hungry,"
Benny complained, but he followed her. "Not hungry?" Henry exclaimed. "That's the first time I ever heard you say that, Benny."
"Could you eat just a little?"
Violet urged, pouring milk. Benny shook his head. "Well," Grandfather said, pulling up a chair to the table, "after we buy pet food, we'll take it to Edward, and," he added, with a twinkle in his eye, "I'll bet Amos will be flying through the air on the trapeze." Benny attempted a smile.
"And I'll be holding out his tin cup to him."
Grandfather chuckled. "That's right.
Now, can you eat a cup of chicken soup and a ham sandwich?"
Jesse asked.
"I'll try,"
Benny said. So after a good lunch, they cleaned up and jumped into the station wagon. Driving to Bridgeport, Benny was unusually quiet. But he wasn't as sad as before. When they arrived in town, Grandfather pulled into a space in front of the Bridgeport pet shop, and they all went in. On a perch, a green, yellow, and red parrot squawked, "Welcome! Come in!" A clerk, waiting on a tall, thin man, smiled at them and said, "I'll be with you in a moment." Violet nudged Henry.
"Isn't that Mac Thatcher who the clerk is helping?"
Glancing at the man, Henry nodded. "I wonder what he's doing here," he said. Mac turned his head. When he saw the Aldens, a frown darkened his face. "You're everywhere, aren't you?" he snarled. The salesman, ignoring Mac's remark, ordered, "Please put the cage up on the counter, sir, so I can get a better look at the monkey."
"Monkey?"
Benny burst out, whirling around to have a look. Much to Mac's displeasure, Benny peered inside the cage. The monkey began to chatter and hop about.
It's him!
Benny shouted. What are you babbling about? Mac asked harshly, lifting the cage onto the counter. He glared at Benny. Go away!
That's Amos from the zoo!
Benny gasped. Mind your own business! Mac snapped. Besides, he added, how can you tell one monkey from another? The clerk studied the monkey from every angle. I'll pay $500 for this little fella, he announced, opening the cash register. Ha! He's worth four times that, Mac snarled. I know, the clerk said smugly, then lowered his voice. But monkeys are on the endangered list. I shouldn't buy it at all, but I happen to have a buyer. Benny pulled on Grandfather's sleeve.
Please, stop Mac from selling Amos!
We have no proof that that's Edward's monkey, Grandfather said kindly.
Amos shouldn't be in such a little cage,
Benny begged, looking from one person to another.
I know it's Amos!
He thought for a minute.
Wait, I'll show you.
He reached in his back pocket and pulled out the small tin cup, holding it out to Amos. The monkey chattered wildly, taking the cup. Lovingly, Amos rubbed his head against the cup, then held it close like he always did.
See? It's Amos!
Benny exclaimed. I'll tell you what we'll do, Grandfather said to Benny. We'll come back and bring Edward. He'll be able to claim his monkey. He faced the clerk. If I were you, I wouldn't buy that monkey just yet. Why are you interfering? Mac asked nervously, his hands bunching into fists, then opening again. This is my monkey, and I intend to sell it. The clerk looked from Grandfather to the children and back to Mac Thatcher. I see no reason not to buy this monkey. He counted out the cash and placed it in Mac's hand. In horror, Violet watched as the clerk took the cage and disappeared into the back room. That's all the good it did you to try to stop this sale, Mac growled, casting a nasty look at Benny and stuffing the money into his back pocket. With a snicker, he stomped out. The clerk returned, quickly filling Jesse's order. As they went out, Benny glanced back, whispering,
We'll save you, Amos!